while you all were going into town, I was wondering about the things on the wagon that you have those horses hitched to.
Hitched to with chains.
Uh-huh.
And a line, a rope. That's what you call a line. These are ropes.
Uh-huh.
And a piece of chain that goes, you know, through the mule's mind. They call it a bit.
Uh-huh.
They go through with the hole that the mule. They call it a bit. And then they have lines what you hold them with, you know, to pull them back and keep them, you know, straight in the road.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any kind of expression that, like, to keep the horses moving at the same time?
Well, see, when they would pull the line, they would step off the same time.
Mm-hmm. But wasn't nothing in between that hole?
A tongue. That's what they call a wagon tongue.
Uh-huh.
A tongue was in between them.
Mm-hmm.
When you had two hitches to the wagon, see, it was a tongue between them.
Mm-hmm.
And that kept them apart to keep the horses, you know, from hitting up against one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that kept them straight.
And they usually, the wagons to not only just carry you out of town, but
haul cotton to the gin and corn to the mill. Not yet.
Did they ever have to, you know, if the logs wouldn't fit, how would they get those logs carried?
Like the logs would you haul out the wood?
Uh-huh.
Well, they would fit them on the wagon, they would saw them, take a saw and saw them in two.
So it never did really have any ones that were too big for the wagon?
No, because you'd get them up there. If it was big, see, they would saw them and take the saw and saw it in two and put them on the wagon.
Now anything that was too heavy for you to carry, what did you do?
Just leave it.
You wouldn't
try to tow it. It would be too heavy.
Uh-huh. But if it's supposed to have something you could have grabbed onto, well, this tape is about to end and turn it over.